still 4 weeks away from that, and I didn't want the Eilim to forget what to do. I'll have to review it again. So I decided that, being that today is Purim in Eretz Yisrael, some of you might have questioned why we said Tachlin today. It's Nageya to us, really just regarding Tachlin. But the halachas, as I mentioned yesterday, the Purim in Eretz Yisrael is where we all have our hearts. As the Sam Sefer said, that was the original intent of Mordechai. So really we should be keeping Purim in Eretz Yisrael. However, because of Galus, we are keeping it a day earlier. What we will see then is, and what we'll try to accomplish with today's shiur, is explain what's happening in Eretz Yisrael, why it is the way it is, and also have a better understanding of the Chachamim who set this up. Let's just review the history. The whole Purim was set up by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. He set up all our other Durab, many of the other Durabanans, as we will see shortly, a brilliant question asked by Rabbi Yonasan Eibschitz, and we will then take this question and try to use halacha to answer his question. But the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, with Mordechai and Ezra and Nehemiah, they decided how to set up Purim, according to many, as we will see. And for some reason, they set it up on a Purim that falls out on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, not to read the Megillah on Shabbos, which is what we're going to learn right now. Why not? We will try to then understand Matanis Adyayinim. We will try to understand the Mishloach Manis. For those of you that are just unaware of what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, or what happened in Eretz Yisrael, Thursday they read the Megillah. On Friday. Thursday they fasted. Thursday night they read the Megillah. Friday morning they read the Megillah. Matanis Adyayinim was given out together with the Megillah, as we are going to learn in the Gemara. The two seem to go together. Shabbos yesterday, all they did was say Al Hanisim. No other celebration of Purim besides for the Magen Avraham, that you have to add a dish to the Suda and the laning. Very good, we're going to learn about the laning, which is Vayavay Amalek, and we're going to see about the Haftarah, which is the same as last week. And today is the day of when they have the Sudas Purim and Shloach Manos. So the question is that why couldn't they do everything yesterday? Why couldn't they do everything on Shabbos? Why couldn't they read the Megillah on Shabbos? Why couldn't they have the Sudas Purim on Shabbos? So why they couldn't read the Megillah on Shabbos is the Gemara Masechtas Megillah on Dav Dalet Amud Beis. The Kulei Alma, number one on the sheet, on Shabbos, there's no reading of the Megillah. And the Gemara says, why? Hakol Chayav Mikriyas HaMegillah, and there's a Gzeira that we find by Shaifer, by Lulav, same Gzeira, although Purim is only Midrabanan, and maybe the Rabbanan could have, we find sometimes that the Rabbanan rules don't follow mitzvahs that are in the Torah. However, the Gemara says, Gzeira Shemiyatilenu Biyodah Biyelchi. You're going to go learn how to read the Megillah. You'll go learn the halachis of the writing of the Megillah, V'yavirenu arbamis b'shus harabim. And you're going to carry a dalet amis b'shus harabim. Although, of course, on Shabbos, you're not going to be learning how to write the Megillah. But you're going to learn the words, the chaseiros, the ayiseiros. How do I read it? You're going to, as the Gemara says, it's hard for us to understand, because on Shabbos, we're usually not carrying outdoors. And let's also remember that Yerushalayim, you were probably allowed to carry anyway, because Yerushalayim had a wall. And the whole reading of the Megillah yesterday, which would have been in Yerushalayim, is not a Durab, it's not a Rosh Hasharab. But because of those that would be reading the Megillah on a Shabbos, although it's in America, it's not going to be possible for Purim to fall out on Shabbos, so who was the Gzera for? But for those that are outside the walled city, it's really a small amount. Those that would be in a walled city, and they would have the, where there is maybe no wall now, to try to figure out where the Arba Amis is difficult. But there is some Gezerah. The Yainu time of the Shofar, Yainu time of the Lulav. Rabbi Yosef says, why didn't they read the Megillah yesterday? Because the Aniyim know that they get money during that time, when you read the Megillah. Eshaniyim, Shal Aniyim Nesuyas B'mikra Megillah. Their eyes are glued to the Megillah. Being that you can't read Megillah on Shabbos, therefore they could not go ahead, and so we have an additional reason. Now let's think about this. What's Rabbi Yosef saying? They named Shanim Nesuyos B'Mikra Megillah, and therefore what? So we have to learn Taisa over here. So because they're focused on the money, Hashem Shad is. This is that the you can't give them money because you can't give tzedakah. How are you going to give tzedakah? Now, so let's review. If let's say we would have read Megillah yesterday in Eretz Yisrael, we give them tzedakah. Oh, the Aniyim think they're not getting money all of a sudden now. And the Matanis of Yainim, when would you give the Matanis of Yainim? You would either give it today, which wouldn't make much sense, or they would get it Friday. Which again, very hard to understand this Gemara, or to understand what were they thinking. In other words, yeah, the Aniyim normally would get money. So they're going to read, if they would have really, we're not afraid you're going to come to carry the Megillah. But we can't read the Megillah yesterday because the Aniyim are saying, where is the money? We're not getting any money. Okay, so give them the money Friday. And if you give them the money Friday, there's no concern about that they're not going to get the money. Very hard to understand. But what's even more harder to understand is Taisus. Taisus says that, what is Rabbi Yosef trying to tell us? Why is Rabbi Yosef giving us a new reason? The reason of Shemi Aviren was the reason. That's the reason we find Shifer, Lulav, and that's why we don't read the Megillah. This reason of Einayim Shalaniyim, as I just mentioned to you, is very difficult to understand. Says Taisus, of course he doesn't argue. There is no other reason. Mikal Makam is giving you another reason. Who needs another reason? Listen to what his reason is. What about in the Beis HaMikdash? In the Beis HaMikdash, there are no Darabanans. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Rabbanans never prohibited their takanas. Because they're never afraid. Most Rabbanans are, there's a concern, people are going to mix the Rabbanans, the Raises, they're going to mix up halachas. But there is no Rabbanans in the Beis HaMikdash. So if there's no Rabbanans in the Beis HaMikdash, so now, let's think about this over here. Should they read the Megillah in the Beis HaMikdash? They should read the Megillah in the Beis HaMikdash. Because why are you afraid? You might come to carry? In the Beis HaMikdash, there was never any Gzeris. They never made the Rabbanans. All the Gzeris Rabbanan were for outside the area of the Beis HaMikdash. So it says Taisus that in the Beis HaMikdash itself, why don't they read the Megillah yesterday? Why wouldn't they read it? So we need a new reason now. Oh, Rabbi Yosef says, because the Aniyim are expecting money. You can't give them money on Shabbos. So even in the Beis HaMikdash, there would be an additional reason why not to read the Megillah, which now go back to my question before, okay. So now, either give them the money on Friday or give them the money on Sunday would be a problem. I understand, giving them the money today would be a problem because they're expecting money on Shabbos and they're not going to get the money.
Does it have to do anything with carrying?
That's what I'm saying. So we can't give tzedakah on Shabbos as muksa, and they can't carry the money either. So for sure, that's what he seems to be saying. Okay, so give them the money Friday. Read the Megillah on Shabbos, especially in the Beis HaMikdash, read the Megillah. So the Mefarshim seem to here be bothered, but they ask other questions. So I'll just share with you some of the questions. So let's just understand here. Reading the Megillah yesterday, very hard to understand why they didn't read the Megillah. The Avirenu Dalet Amis makes sense to some extent, but once again, in the Makom of the Mikdash, it doesn't make any sense. We generally are not going to split up and say, okay, in the Beis HaMikdash, read the Megillah. Everywhere else, don't read the Megillah. Although by Lulav, we do find a Gemara like that maybe Lulav in the Beis HaMikdash was 7 days, outside is not. It doesn't seem that that's what they wanted to do over here. But I'll ask the Olam a better question over here. If let's say you're allowed to read the Megillah in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos because there's no problem with carrying. What's the only problem? Of money. So that means the Aniyim are going to come to the Beis HaMikdash and they're expecting to get money. Oh, there's no money because it's Shabbos. You're not going to bring money onto the bottom of the Beis HaMikdash anyway. That's what one of the Gedolim asked, a brilliant question. What is the concern? We're afraid of the Aniyim. That the Aniyim say, you know what, we normally get Matanis of Yainim. But we're not getting Matanis of Yainim. And we're concerned with the Aniyim. We want to make sure that they don't think they're not going to get the money. Okay, the Aniyim know that, you know, I don't know if they know, but they would have been told, they would have known that you don't walk onto the Beis HaMikdash with money anyway. There's no way they're getting money in the makam of the Beis HaMikdash, because it's halacha, you're not going to bring your wallet onto the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the Gemara Maseches Brachos. Leichanes adam l'harabayis, and I'll walk into the harabayis, v'loi b'makla shebiyodoi, v'loi b'nolei shebiragloi, v'loi b'mois hatzrurin, you're not going to walk around with money. Why can't you walk around with money into the makam of the Beis HaMikdash? So the answer is, it's a gnai. Why are you bringing money, which you usually use to purchase business, as we'll shortly see, Taisus explains. So the Aniyim never could have gotten money because you're not allowed to carry your wallet. When you came to the Beis HaMikdash, you left your wallet at home. So then even on a regular Purim, where you're reading the Megillah, They never expected to get money in the Beis HaMikdash because you're not allowed to carry a while in the Beis HaMikdash. So what is Tosis is telling me? And in the book of Adam Migdash, the only reason why they didn't read the Megillah on Shabbos is because of the money. There's no money anyway in the book of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Taisim Masechtas Bar Metzia and Taisim says like this, that no, you really are allowed to carry a wallet. But look, you can't carry it in the open. You can't go with a wad of bills in your hand and show it to the people. Which, let's see if that will help us out. Look at Taisim Bar Metzia. Taisim Bar Metzia says like this, V'yesh lo'imar, in the middle of the Taisis, the ain also likanas al b'mois haturin lo b'sadina b'far hasia. So you're carrying a wad of bills. The nerush and now looks like you're doing business. Ugnai, that's a gnai. The ain zeh afilu shal hagdash al shal b'yadoi. In your hands and no one sees. Afilu ain shal chulin mutu likanas. There is a way to bring money into the makam of the Beis HaMikdash. So the aniyim would have expected maybe they would do it quietly. They would expect money. They can't get it on Shabbos. They're not going to get their money. So they all because of that, they pushed off reading of the Megillah. Of course, as you can tell, very weak and hard to understand. That's not why we didn't read the Megillah yesterday. Is because we're afraid in the Beis HaMikdash that the Aniyim would have expected to get the money and they're not going to get the money. But this is what the Chachamim decided, and that's the way it's set up today. All because of this Aniyim. There are other questions on this. In the Sefer Daf Al Adaf, he asked the question, what about the reason, maybe, why don't we have another reason? It's Allah in Hilchos Shabbos, that you're not allowed to read by a candle, Shemayata, because you might tilt the candle. So maybe the Chacham didn't want you to read Megillah on Shabbos because you might tilt the candle. What's wrong with that reason? That's this guy. We have the halacha is Lo Yikar, Lo Raner, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and others discuss if you have a dimmer, are you allowed to have a dimmer in your house on Shabbos? Well, you could raise the light or not. Is that Shemayata or not? So Shlomo Zalman holds. He says, no, there's no Shemayata there. I'm sorry? You understand what I mean with the dimmer, right? In other words, what's Shemayata? In the times of the Gemara... No, that's not a dimmer. You say, in the times of the Gemara, there was a candle, you weren't allowed to read it, so I can't take this and read it by a candle. Why not? Because I'm afraid that the fire might not burn well, and then I'm going to tilt it, and the oil's going to burn while I'm burning on Shabbos. There are exceptions. You could read, if there's two people, you're allowed to do it. This will remind you not to do it. And the Gemara says that you can't, if it's very high up, I can't even reach it. So the Dalim want to say, why are you allowed to read a book by? Why am I allowed to read a sefer by the light? Teretz says, there's no Shemayata. The light's burning very well. The Shemayata is because it might not burn well. There's no Gzera Shemayata on our light. But by a dimmer, so there you could raise it. So maybe you're going to realize, you know what? It's not. I don't have enough light to eat. Like you said, maybe by the Shabbos lamps. Maybe there's Xera, maybe Shemayata. Are you allowed to read by a light that has a dimmer? I have one. I'm sure many of you have, especially with the LEDs. Now you could raise it and lower it. Is it Shemayata? Shlomo Zalman holds that there is no Shemayata. Because right now, on this level of light, it's not that the Shemayata is, it might not burn well. While it's burning, you're going to make it better. Here, you knew beforehand this is the light. However, Rabban Tzion Avishol says no. He says that Shemayata. You should not have, if you have a dimmer, you should cover it. You should put a piece of tape over the dimmer, or have a Shabbos cover like we have over here, because it's Xeris Shemayata. So if you do have a dimmer at home, it depends, it's a machlekes. But in the times of the Chachamim, when they were telling us, do you read Megillah on Shabbos, there was Shemayata. They only had candles. So you're not allowed to read the Megillah anyway. Because you'll tell me you read the Megillah B'tzibah, but the halacha is you're allowed to read the Megillah by yourself. You could read them. If you're allowed to read the Megillah by yourself, maybe it's Shemayata and Tzarechin. He doesn't even have a Torah. He says, I don't have a Torah. Why? Maybe the reason why you can't read the Megillah, why didn't they say the reason you can't read the Megillah is because of Shemayata. Now, the Olam
could... Again, because the Beis HaMikdash, so kind of have reason, they won't do it.
Okay, so now we're going back...
So when you have multiple people, then it's not about Shemayata?
Robert, I'm saying, but you could read Megillah, that's what I wrote on the sheet here, but you could read Megillah by yourself. You don't need help. If you could read, if you made a Gzeirah... So that you can read the Megillah by yourself. So why isn't the Xeris? So I understand. The reason why you can't read the Megillah is because of Shemayata. Okay, I'm not going to argue that. You still have to say, okay, maybe in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, okay, so we have Rabbi Yisrael's name, Shalaniyim. But why do we need Xeris Shema Dalet Amos? You don't need that Xeris. Shemayata. He doesn't have a Teret. So what we'll see, and I'll need your help for this, is that we don't, let's remember over here, Mordechai designed, set up, together with Anshei Knesset, what we should be doing. It's not like we have in the Torah, where the Torah says, carry a lulav on Shabbos and carry a shayfer. And the Rabbanim came along and said, no, don't do that. They're the ones who are deciding how to set up the halachas when it comes to Megillah. Was there a Xeris Shemayata yet? Mm-hmm. Is the question. When was Shamayata? Who made this gzera? Was this later on? Well, now we see that there's a concern. Because I'm going to ask Rayla a very, very beautiful question. It would have been a good shekel tire for you on Purim. We'll discuss it soon about when the gzeras are made. But anyway, we have just seen that there's no Megillah on Shabbos. For whatever reason you want to say, the Chachamim decided. And therefore that's why they read the Megillah on Friday. The next ones on the sheet here are just to review what I just said with you. 3, 4, and 5, the Mechaber tells us what to do about reading. I put it in bold. They read Vayavay Amalek. They read Vayavay Amalek. Great trivia question is, when do you read the same Haftarah 2 weeks in a row? Only in Eretz Yisrael this year, because they read yesterday Vayavay Amalek. What was their Haftarah yesterday? The one we read last week for Parshas Zachar. They read it 2 weeks in a row. Same Haftarah they read 2 weeks in a row. Great trivia question for those who... Don't ask it now this time of the year, because they'll guess it. But how is it possible to read the same Haftarah 2 weeks in a row? This only in the Eretz Yisrael this week, because they read Vayavay Amalek for Maftir. There are a lot of questions where they did the wrong laning, they maybe didn't read the Vayavay Amalek, but that would be the halacha. When did they say Al Hanisim? Did they say Al Hanisim today? So hey, they don't say Al Hanisim, they only said it yesterday. They don't say it on Friday, and they don't say it today. Mm-hmm. The Mishnah Berurah goes into, which also very hard to understand. He says, Yadala again, they only read the Megillah on Yadala because they can't read it as we just said. Now, you're all thinking, why don't they read the Megillah today? Do everything today. Why did they read the Megillah Friday? Peretz is, there's a pasuk in the Megillah, Veloyava. You can't go past day 16, you can't go past day 15. So the pasuk had no choice. The same word, which is interesting, because the same Mordechai in the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah could have said, listen, on a year like this, read it a day later. They're the ones who are making up this whole takana, which to me is like, they're the ones who said v'loyaver. They wrote the Megillah. And they said v'loyaver, okay, so they should be the same ones to say that on a year like this, read the Megillah on Sunday. But they didn't. They didn't want to differentiate between the years, so they just left it the way it is. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, I didn't want to confuse them, but it's not so poshut, really, what to do. There are many paiskim that say that they should, why didn't they have the Suda's Purim yesterday? I understand. Mishloach Manos, you might come to carry. Wonderful. Why did they do Mishloach Manos Friday? Because usually when you can't do it on the day, we always find you go a day later. Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, you do it on Sunday. So they didn't want the Mishloach Manos on Friday. We can come up with a lot of reasons why. We saw it was not easy to get ready for Shabbos. Maybe that was why they decided that. But why couldn't they have the Sudas Purim yesterday? And there are Paiskim, and in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Rosh Tafresh Peches, there he brings down that there's a morale, and the others that say that it should be done on Shabbos itself. So in the Chacht, whatever Mordechai decided, there's a machlaik is still what to do. We don't even know. We hold like the other Paiskim, the Radvaz, and they all say that we could not have a Sudas Purim yesterday because of Yishalmi. So if you look at the next one on the sheet over here, there's a Yud Ches. Tamina B'Yishalmi, the Yishalmi says that on Shabbos you're not allowed, you may mishta kosev as simchasit tuli bebez and yatzazeh. Shabbos is simchasit b'dei shamayim. You cannot mix a simcha b'dei shamayim with a simcha b'dei adam. You're not allowed to have any other party on Shabbos. So they couldn't do it on Shabbos. We therefore learn out of the pasuk, this is a Yishalmi. So we actually don't even know what Mordechai said to do. We're trying to figure out from a pasuk what's the right thing to do. That's really what we're doing. I mean, you could all ask me, why don't we just know what Mordechai said? What did he say? We always have a Messiah to go all the way back and see when there must have been when Mordechai was alive and the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, when do you keep Purim? So we're going to have to see shortly exactly when they decided to make us keep Purim. But let's go back over there. You want to tell me, we don't know what they did. We have this question many times, Shaifer. We don't know what a Shvarman a true is. So the Rishayim will say, what do you mean? What did Moshe Rabbeinu blow? Let's go back to Moshe Rabbeinu and find out what they blew. We have a Messiah. Every one of us heard Shaifa last year, and we heard it the year before. Our grandparents, just like we believe that the Torah was given by Har Sinai, because my grandfather told me and his grandfather told him, and we go all the way back to Mount Torah. So why don't we all go back to Mount Torah afterwards, the first Rosh Hashanah, what did my grandfather tell me, and what did his grandfather tell him? And what did Moshe Rabbeinu tell you what Tkiya and Shvarim is all about? And then we go back. So I understand maybe with this Purim, the last time we had a Purim like this was 5 years ago? Or 7 years ago. The next time's 5, and after that, they tell me 20 years. So maybe over a 20-year period you could forget. I don't remember. When did we have the meal? Right? Maybe you could tell me that. By other things, it's very difficult to say that. Also, so you see that over a few years, it wasn't a constant, right, maybe over a few years. The Chazon Ish, by the way, just to clarify the halacha l'maisa, he does say, why are they giving Mishlayach Manas today? They should have given it Friday. The answer is, they give it today because Mishlayach Manas is supposed to be for the Sudas Purim. So if today is the day of the Sudas Purim, so you're going to send Mishlayach Manas to the Sudas Purim. And Hanami, if they're going to be sending food that's not right for the Sudas Purim, the halacha, the Chazon Ish says, no, do it Friday. Why the Sudas Purim we can't do because of the Yerushalmi. To do the Sudas Purim on Friday, we discussed last week the difficulties with that. Because you're running into Shabbos. You don't want to take away from the appetite of Shabbos. So I understand. They made it Sunday. Now it'll get its own day. So that would have made the most sense. Matanas Leviyanim, Mishlayach Manas, all on Friday. And therefore, if you want to do it the right way, they would have done Mishlayach. They have 2 days to do Mishlayach Manas. Friday, and they would do it today also. And that's why if you look at the top on the next sheet, that's what you see. In Shabbos, you can't be present. Right. Oh, no, the problem is you're going to come to carry again. Same reason you can't read the Megillah, can't give Mishlayach Manas, because you might come to carry. So they couldn't do Mishlayach Manas, they couldn't do Matanas Leviyanim, and they can't do Mikra Megillah. So that would be the reason why. All right, let us go to discuss a little bit of what I spoke about yesterday in the morning. Get it? I just want to share with Dalam Ramban, and that's the point of why I'm reviewing just briefly what we discussed yesterday. Is why did Yerushalayim, why is it that Shushan, we understand, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says Shushan had an additional day to destroy Amalek, they rested a day later. That all works with one mandamar in the Gemara. But if you hold that the walled cities from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, what does that have anything to do with Shushan? The walled cities from Yeshua ben Nun, we'll read it, which then, of course, we don't know which cities were walled. That's why it's very... Other cities mentioned in the Gemara, and in Eretz Yisrael, they read Megillah 2 days in a row because they don't know which day is. They try to leave these cities. But why would it be dependent?
They really like Purim Shulish.
They really love Purim Shulish, yeah. So why would they read, why would the cities, the walled cities follow Shushan? So we said yesterday, the Ran and the Beis Yosef, they say a little different than what I said yesterday. The Ran, and if you look at the sheet at the Ran, again, for those of you that want to go through the sugya, it's a beautiful sugya. The Ran says it's to give kavod to Eretz Yisrael. We spoke about yesterday what that means, kavod to Eretz Yisrael. The Beis Yosef says, no, we need a zikaron. A zikaron means, we always have a zikaron. Zeichel Migdash. So we need some zikaron. The Taz doesn't have any understanding what that means. Why do we need, we should have a zikaron on Hanukkah too. Why don't we do something for Eretz Yisrael on Hanukkah? The Eliyahu Rabbah says, no, Hanukkah was not, Hanukkah was Bizman the Beis HaMikdash. Why would we zikaron to something that happened during the Beis HaMikdash? Megillah, Purim, happened at a time that there wasn't Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis Yosef says we should do something special. Special is it has a special day, together with Shushan. Which again, we can go through the sugya. There is a long Ran, it's all here on the sheet in short. I took it, but I want to share with everyone here the Ramban. I was shocked when I read this Ramban, of why, and it's very negeh, halacha l'maisa, why it is that Eretz Yisrael has a separate day. So on the bottom over here, on this sheet, I'm going to read with you the Ramban, and then we're going to go into another sugya, which is negeh to Shabbos, but it's a brilliant question asked by Rabbi Yonasan Eibshit. Avol Ramban nosin tamacher lichle kazman shal prozim. Why do we have to do the Vayimer? And this is history. But it's always difficult to get a clear picture of what was going on. As someone asked me yesterday, we should have a share in the history of what was going on. Because as you're going to learn from the Ramban right now, it changes the way I always understood what was going on. If I would ask all of you here, you would all say everyone was in Golis, they're in Bavel. No one was in Eretz Yisrael. They went up to Eretz Yisrael 3 years later, because after the story of Achashverosh with Esther, they have Dayavesh, who helps them get through the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And then Ezra goes up a few years later. I would assume that Yetzirah would have also said, no one was in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says no. Vayimer, shebizmana shel neis, kvar nifkadu Yisrael, they were already in Eretz Yisrael. Va'olu berishin kairish, kairish was years before. He gave them permission. V'nis yashvu be'oreim, they already all in Eretz Yisrael. Va'afal pishamar haman. I, Haman says, yesh namacha mefuza mefurim, mikal makoim, listen to what he writes here. Anshe kneses hagidoylo, Im Raiv Yisrael, a majority of Jewish people were in Eretz Yisrael already. Eretz Yisrael, Beis Ahu. V'shuv le'olam en el miyatim. There were only a few people that went up to Eretz Yisrael b'mei Ezra. So most of them were there. They were supposed to be in Galus, but they're already there. Who are the ones who were scared? Not the people in Eretz Yisrael. They're all in walled cities, because Eretz Yisrael is walled. When you're a walled city, you have nothing to be worried about. The only ones who are afraid of Achashverosh and Haman's decree are the cities that don't have walls. So the people in Eretz Yisrael, they were never afraid. This is a Ramban's Chiddush. No one was afraid, only a small group that was still remaining in Shushan or the surrounding areas. Comes now the celebration. Who's happier? Not the Eretz Yisrael. They were never worried in the first place. It's like the people during World War II. They're in Eretz Yisrael. For those that were there, they were not worried. Because they have nothing to be concerned about. There, in the times of Achashverosh, they also have nothing to be. Comes the miracle. So right away, there, says the Ramban. Uchshenasa, let's go to the next page. Not Hanes. Also Kulam. Everybody made a party. They didn't make any party at all. It wasn't a miracle to them. They're living in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have to worry about what's going on in the rest of the world. There's nothing to worry about. So now what happened? Let's go to the next bold part over here. And they never celebrated Purim. They opened up their eyes. And they have a smach min ha-Torah. Almad Mordechai ubez dinoi. And they went ahead that said, Devrayim shall prazim shiro hanes hazeh. Let's make lastly let everybody have a zecher ladaris for those people living in Chutz La'aretz. They're all included here too. And therefore, what does the Ramban continue to say? There are cities that don't have walls. They should do it right away because they celebrate. Okay, so wait a day. You wait a day because it didn't help you that much anyway. But celebrate a different day. Let the ones who really had a nice happen to them celebrate it right away. The Eretz Yisrael people who didn't really have such a benefit from this whole story, they should wait a day. It's a tremendous chiddush. According to this, Eretz Yisrael keeps it a day later, not because the miracle of Shushan. No, they keep it a day later because it wasn't such a big deal for them. They didn't really enjoy it. There was no benefit to them. So Mordechai says, you know what, do a day later. Because to you, it's not the same nace. According to this, and this is what one of the Gedolim said. What? New Shalim had a wall.
No, it didn't.
I know, I know, but you're 100% right, I don't understand, because you have a number of you, but he seems to say there was a wall, some sort of a wall. I don't know, there's some sort of a wall. They felt more safe, because they had a wall. So, according to this, and it's very negel, according to the Ran and the other Paiskim that say, no, Yerushalayim has to do with Shushan. So then, if you have a choice to be in Bnei Brak or Yerushalayim, where should you be? According to the Ran, make sure you're in Yerushalayim for the 15th. Keep Purim on that day, because that's a greater day. According to the Ramban, no, the 14th is a greater day. So if you have a choice between Bnei Brak and Yerushalayim, according to the Ramban, go to Bnei Brak, because that's the main day of celebrating Purim. Eretz Yisrael, there a day later. It's not such a big celebration today. According to the Ran, and according to the Rambam, and what we said yesterday, no, Yerushalayim is the main day. So if you have a choice, go to Yerushalayim for Purim. Very big nafkamina. La halacha, no one understands the Ramban, because the history doesn't make sense. But this is what the Ramban says. Again, the Ramban must have had some more insight into what was going on. All the others say that this does not appear to be what happened. No one seemed to be in Eretz Yisrael at this time. And Eretz Yisrael should not have had a separate day. Have a separate day, because of the covenant of Eretz Yisrael. We said yesterday what that means, and we spoke about the Zikaron. Anyway, something to be aware of is Ramban, and it's an interesting piece of history, and it makes a big nafkamina, which day is the main day? Is the 14th the main or the 15th day?
According to Ramban, the meal is also hard to understand, because it says they send people around to the towns to tell them. If there are people in none of these towns, then who?
Very few people. According to the Ramban, there were very few people. Everyone else is in Eretz Yisrael.
Also, why didn't everyone just pick up and go to Eretz Yisrael?
They were happy where they were. Again, that goes into the whole story. When Ezra came up, he didn't come up with so many people. Maybe it's very hard to understand anyway. When did the people go up? Well, right. They started building, but really it was not. That Rav of Kal Yisrael went up, and only a few of them were left.
He says
Rav of Kal Yisrael was already there with the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So that means Ezra and Nehemiah are at the end, but they're all there already. He says Rav of them were up. I understand. We're going to have to understand what Korah did give them permission to build. And they started to build, and then it stopped because Achashverosh came along. And Vashi tells Achashverosh, no, let's let them stop building. But that's interesting that this, according to Rambam, once they started to build, then everybody went up. Okay, well, let's, and then he says, right. All right, let's go through one very interesting question over here. I'm still waiting for a good answer. I asked this question all over. I've not gotten a good answer. But let's go through a Gemara quickly over here. And the Olam will enjoy this question. So today, being that it is Shushan Purim, you can still ask this question to anyone that you would that you come in contact with. Try to find a good Teretz. Vayikach Haman es halavush, we read in the Gemara, the Megillah, that on the let's review the days of the fasting. They start, the Rashi says in the Megillah, on Yud Gimel was the decree of Haman. On the Yud Gimel of Nisan, Yud Daled they begin to fast, because they heard about it. So they fast Yud Daled, Tezvav, and Tezayin. Erev Pesach, first day of Pesach, second day of Pesach. Those are the 3 days. On the third day of Pesach, that night, the previous night, Achashverosh has his dream. I'm sorry, can't sleep. And they give him Sefer Zichronos. The next morning, right now we're up to second day of Pesach. Let's read the Gemara now. V'yikach Haman es halavush. Haman is commanded to take the clothing. This is Sazoshka after the Yossi. He sees Mordechai's learning. U'machvele hilchus k'mitzah. And he's showing hilchus k'mitzah to the Rabban. And amalei kum lavash hanimane. Haman says to Mordechai, wear the clothing of the Malchus. U'rechai v'asid ride on this horse. The Baila Malka. This is what the king wants. Amalei le'echilno. I can't. Adi elimu be'bani. I have to take a bath. Mordechai hasn't showered in a few days. V'ashkel amazah. I need to take a haircut. He hasn't taken a haircut. Even though they were fasting for a few days, Mordechai already saw what was going to take place. He hadn't taken a haircut. He would have normally taken a haircut before Pesach. Or Pesach, you take a haircut in the morning. But he couldn't, because that day already was the day they were fasting. So normally he would have been clean, but he wasn't now. I can't be representing the king like this. So, Shadra, look what Esther does. Esther closes down. All bathhouses are closed. All barbers shut. Now, Haman has no choice. He needs to go ahead and clean up Mordechai. So, he has his own bathhouse. He takes him to the bathhouse for Asli. He is the one who's giving Mordechai the bath. He helps him. Embarrassing. But also, then he goes and takes the scissors from his house and he gives him a haircut. So, who gives a haircut to Mordechai? Haman gives a haircut to Mordechai. Question that after all, this is Rabbi Yonis and Eifshit's question. Rabbi Yonis and Eifshit's going to ask the question one way, I'm going to ask the question a stronger way. He says, how could Mordechai take a haircut? It's Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Mordechai is taking a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Right? And that's why if you look at the, I wrote on the sheet over here, but there's a Rashi just to prove to you that this was on the 16th day of Nisan. Because that's the she was learning Hilchas Kmitah. Why was learning Hilchas Kmitah with the Talmidim? Because it was the second day of Pesach. So if you're going to look at the first column of the different, don't read the Shulchan Aruch yet, because that's going to be my question. But if you look at the first column, that you'll see Aris Vashrim came, Eich Yistap Yishu Moloch Adai Raisa, Ubishul Rechitza, okay, washing is only the Rabbanim. Says the Rabbi Yonis and Eifshit, the Efsher, maybe they didn't make a Gzera on washing, like I said to you before. We don't know when the Gzera is happening. Avol Asapra, how could Mordechai take your haircut? It's a Nisa Dai Raisa. What does it mean in Darais? It's Chol HaMoed, according to what he's asking the question. Very good. So let's see if that's really true. Right. So let's say Yonatan's right. But before we get to that, then he answers, a woman has to go to the mikvah, so the guy can cut her nails. So here too, Haman is going to give, Mordechai doesn't do anything. He sits straight. And he gets a haircut. Right? So that's Rabbi Yonis and Eifshit's Teretz. It seems to be that's what his Teretz is. That Mordechai's letter. I'm going to ask Leila a question like this. And this is the question I don't have a Teretz for. Because there's a if you look at there's a Medrash. Let me go. Let's start from the beginning. Haman is Mordechai's Evet. They go to war. There's no food. Haman sells himself to Mordechai. He now has a document. Haman, you're my Evet. What is the halacha of an Evet of a Jew on Shabbos? So let's learn the Mechabit, Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Go back now to the other one. Again, if the Olam has a Teretz to this, please tell me. Adam mitzuvah al shvisas avdei. A person is commanded that his Eved rest. Shemol v'tavol l'shem avdus. You have an Eved, he has to be mal, and he has to be tavol as an Eved. And he has to be mekabel mitzvah sainex Eved. What happens if he's lay mal v'lay tol? Let's say he doesn't go to the mitzvah. But he's elakabel l'shem mitzvah. He has to be mekabel it. Hareyu ki ger toishav, he's a ger toishav. Umotu lasis malacha b'shabas la'atzmai avoloi l'rabbi. So let's clarify here. Haman is basically a Jew because he is the Eved of Mordechai. And an Eved is, Adam is mitzvah shvisis avdoi. Now, let's say Haman was not Malvatavel. If he was, then the question is even going to be much more of a question. But let's say Haman was not. He still can't do malacha for his master because it's, the Mishnah Berurah says it's a pasuk. There's a pasuk that says, V'yinafesh ben amasecha v'ager, Bafilu malacha derabanan aser gam kein lasais b'shvil rabbi. Even a malacha derabanan. So you're all going to tell me what it means, but it's chalamayit. So maybe chalamayit is okay. However, look at the bottom over here. There's a targum on the Megillah. And the targum on the Megillah says that when Haman goes to Mordechai, I'm sorry, when Haman goes to Achashverosh, complains about the Jewish people, he tells them that the Jewish people celebrate their own holidays. I'm on the bottom over here. You'll see it says targum sheni. They make 1 month mole, 1 month chasav. B'chaydesh Nisan, look at this next line. They keep 8 days of Pesach. If they keep 8 days of Pesach, it must mean that Iran, which is where the story is taking place, is chutz laretz, and in chutz laretz, what do? You have 2 days of Yontif. Because Haman is telling Achashverosh that they keep their own holidays. They don't even follow holidays. How many days do they keep? 8. So that means that what do we see? That Bavel has a din of chutz laretz, and if Bavel has a din of chutz laretz, how many days do they keep Yontif? 2 days of Yontif. That means when Mordechai is taking a haircut, what is it? Second day of Yontif. That means Haman has to keep the second day of Yontif too, because he's a Jew. Why did Esther go ahead and shut down the bathhouses and also not let anybody give a haircut except for Haman, when Haman is a Jew? Haman is not allowed to give a haircut to Mordechai on Yontif. So the question is asked. Again, the others again go back to saying that it's chalamai, but I have a kashan. The Maritzchias also says, if you look at that column there, he learned it was chalamai, but I just showed you that it's not. And again, I found others that also say that maybe they were kvibiyarche then, but according to what we're saying, is the Beferish of Medrash, that they kept 8 days of Pesach. So that means if they keep 8 days of Pesach, the second day of Pesach is Yontif. If it's Yontif, how can Haman give it a haircut? He's talking about the chumras.
Yeah, a lot of people are nachas, so maybe the Alma Haman was saying that.
No, but why is he trying to look nachas for
his own? He was
only supposed to be one day older.
Why?
He was only there. He came down only to help you, but he wasn't there full time. He wasn't. His heart.
Yeah, but they're all in Chutz Laretz right now. They were living in Chutz Laretz. I agree. Someone told me that also. But they're living in Chutz Laretz right now. No, but if you're not learning like... If you're learning the Ramban, maybe you're right. But if we're not learning like the Ramban, Mordechai... No, but let's go back. He was there for 7 years already. This part of the story was 7 years after he was there because he was by the party of Achashverosh. So he's dwelling in Chutz Laretz here. I don't know if he even went up with Kairish, because if you're going to go with the story over here, I don't know, he's already there. So, in the Sefer Shalom, I tell you, there was one of the great, he passed away last year or 2 years ago, Rabbi Feldman, who was a Baki, and he all the Gedolim, in his Sefer, he says that definitely, and if you look at the last sheet over there, he asked my Kasha, it's not my question, but he says that definitely Haman was Mal V'Tavol. I'm just going to read it to you. He says, did Haman Haya Eved Gamor LeMordechai? He brings from the Rabbi Yonasan Apshit says that. The Kaimelon, they make Kaimen Evet. You can't have an Evet if he doesn't want to do Mila. Mordechai never would have been able to keep him an Evet. Bim Cain, Kivan, Shem, Malu, Betalu, Shem, Avdus, Harin, Ischayev, Haman, Ischayev, Mitzis, Isha. Vasalai, Lassus, Malach. It can't do work. So, and even if you're going to tell me it's Chalamoid then, let's say it's Chalamoid. Yeah, but he's a regular Jew. Get a guy to give a haircut. Why is Esther closing down all the barbers? Go to a Gaisha barber. Why is she closing it down? Haman has to follow the law. We're using Rabbi Yonis and Eifetz's question. We're stuck. Okay, so the only terrors that I can come up with.
Haman had to.
So why did Esther let someone else give the haircut? It didn't have to be Haman.
To embarrass Haman.
But you're making him do an Aveira. He's a Jew. Haman is a Jew.
Did she know that?
Of course she knew that. Mordechai didn't tell us?
I don't know.
I'm sure the whole world knew. I'm sure they all knew that he was a slave. And so there's a Rashi. I don't know if I remember this. Some Sefer says that Yosef was taken out of the prison. It was on Rosh Hashanah. And Rashi says he took a haircut. So how did Yosef take a haircut on Rosh Hashanah? Some Sefer asked the question. He says that it was a guy. So that makes sense. It was a guy. We don't have that teretz over here. You don't have the teretz of the guy over here. All right, the only teretz that I have is like this.
When he became not as Eved, then he goes back to being a guy?
No, he's a Jew. Once you're a Jew, you're a Jew. Right, can't do that. Even if he's free, he's a Jew. So he got a lot of information here. Haman is a Jew. How's he giving haircuts? But go back to what I said to you before. We don't know when Gzeres Rabbanu were made. There's a Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham says that you cut your hair on Shabbos, is that a derais of the Rabbanu? We have to go to the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, when they cut the hair off the animals, we just read in this week's parasha, it was to use the hairs. But if you're throwing the hair in the garbage, that's called the Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. I'm doing the Malacha of Geziza, not because I want to use the hairs. Says the Magen Avraham, then it's a derabanan. Because you're not using the hair. So this derabanan, even though we learned in the Mishnah Berurah, that the guy is not even doing it's a derabanan, a Jew is not allowed to do it, it's a derabanan, if he's an Eved. But maybe this derabanan was not yet made by the Rabbanan. Which is not so pashy, because if you learn like the Rambam, Mitzvah Ain't Tzrich L'Guf is awesome in a Torah, just you don't get punished for it. So the Torah is not going to work according to every Paisik. But if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bir Halacha, I put it on the sheet over there. But if the Olam has some other Torah, please let me know. But it seems to be in Halacha Shein Tzrich L'Guf over there for a number of reasons anyway. I wrote on the sheet an additional reason. Mordechai didn't need this. He didn't want his haircut. He's only doing it out of Kavod Malchus. It was up to Mordechai. I wouldn't take a haircut. He didn't want to take a haircut. So there's an additional reason it's a Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. He doesn't want the whole Malacha anyway. So there's a number of answers here. One other, just to end off another minute over here, just to go back, we saw Sheinim Shalanim Nesuyas V'Mikra Megillah. And that's why we didn't read the Megillah on Shabbos. There was a whole discussion about machine matzah in the times of the Shailo Meshiv. You're talking about 200 years ago. So one gadol came to the Shailo Meshiv and said to him that we're not allowed to have machine matzah. Tell me what you think. It makes sense. If you have machine matzah, and it makes sense in the world that we live in today when you have machines. This is what went on 200 years ago. Almost 200 years ago. He said it's 250 years ago. If we're going to have machine matzahs, we're going to take away parnassah from workers, because now you don't need workers anymore. If you don't have work, look, and he said, we just learned this Gemara Megillah, that we push off reading the Megillah, because the Aniyim expecting to get money, and they're not going to get money. So he went to the Shaul and says, you're not going to have machine matzahs, because you're going to take away all this money that the people that would be working would make, because they're no workers anymore. So what does that say? It's a good time or not? You don't need that many people for Mishima. But look, I want to show you what they got. So anyway, I think Dalim will all agree, after we learned this whole shiur at the beginning, at least at the beginning of this year, that pushing off the Megillah for this money is very difficult to understand anyway, because as I mentioned to you, we have all these questions over here. And that's what the Shaul Amesha says. They pushed off the Megillah. To push off the Megillah is very easy, because you could read it, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. The Chacham just said we're going to push it off. But look how he ends off, and it's the last one on the sheet, and we'll end with this. Al eich yal al das, sheba esik afiyas hamatzo, yasimu ayin al revachanim. We're going to be worried about, ha'ikar livchar der, what's the best way to make matzahs? He felt that the best way to make matzahs was with machines. And therefore, because you're worried about the poor people, just like Azariah, there's other ways. Da'nadiv lei, give out, yachal l'chalik tzedakah, give out tzedakah, b'loi zeh. Gam, and also, it's so true, it's 200 years ago, if through the machine matzahs, the aniyim are going to benefit because the matzahs are cheaper now. Ki yasigu matzahs bezul. They'll get cheaper matzahs. So you're all worried about there shouldn't be machine matzahs. So the Shaul Meshe was a proponent of have the machine matzahs. They're cheaper. They could be made better. They won't be as chametz. That's what we're worried about. You tell me about the aniyim that they don't have jobs. Don't worry about it. You want to give them tzedakah, give them tzedakah some other way. Although I'm sure that most of you could answer back, but you know. We're not going to give the tzedakah. If they have jobs, they have jobs. But definitely we cannot bring a raya from the Gemara. They say, Neshe'ne'em shel aniyim are looking at the Megillah, because as we saw, pushing off the Megillah seems to be really easy to do, because we have other days you can read the Megillah. Next week we will begin Hilchos Pesach, of course, with the Daf. It will coincide with what we're learning in the Daf.